Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Time for the show once again. It's been a little bit since we've done the show, but tonight's topic is ratchet women and the men that love them. Now, we got Ms. Gabriella online. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm fine, just cold.
Cold. Up there in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's down here in Houston. It's like 32 degrees. It's cold for us because we usually don't have that kind of weather. But, you know, I mean, the people in Dallas, shout out to y'all. I know y'all dealing with a lot of ice. So, Ms. Gabriella, topic, ratchet women and the men that love them. You can break that down in so many aspects of how people deal with things. But what's your opinion on it before we take the call? Because we got one call sitting on the line already.
Okay, how about you give your take on it and I'll follow up.
You want their take on it?
Mm-hmm. No, I want your take on it.
Okay, shoot, there's so many things to talk about on that, but the ratchet women, right now they get a lot of play, and they, of course, you know, because of the creation of the internet, you know, they definitely have more of an avenue to show themselves than they never had before.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, like on television, they would be shut out, but, you know, of course, they put on more of a show on television, you know, they just do some outlandish things, but in the area of the men. There are some men that like those kind of women. And there's a lot of reasons why those men like those women. Some of them is just really quite obvious. You know, the obvious reason is that, you know, they are just easy women to sleep with. They don't cause you a bunch of headache and grief to get, you know, in the bedroom with them. They have no issues doing that with you. You know, they'll do that with you the first day, some of them. You get what I'm saying? They just, like, have like this, I guess, some of them just don't care what they say, what they do. They just put it all out versus, let's say, maybe a decent woman. She's not going to put herself out there like that at first. I mean, you got to take time to get to know her to get to that point, which is better. I mean, you don't want a chick, you know, that's ratchet. You ain't going to marry a chick like that and bring her home to your mama. But there's some dudes that's all they want to fool with. It's just those kind of chicks. And then they get to a point, they be like, oh, well, I want a decent woman, but yet, if you look at his past, that's all he fooled with those chicks. And even the dudes and celebrities, they move up, they get all kind of money, especially the black ones. Who are they surrounded by? Strippers and ratchet chicks. Who their baby mamas a lot of times? Ratchet chicks. You never really find them like, oh, okay, that's his baby mama. You know, somebody who's a decent. I mean, you can name athlete after athlete after athlete. Multiple kids, different women, and none of them about worth anything half the time. Now, what's your take on that, Ms. Gabriella?
So you would think, that's the funny thing, because you would think that after a while they would notice, okay, look at, I see my teammate over here. He has like 6 kids, and he's a good chunk of his paycheck. It's not going towards trying to get investments and trying to build a future for himself. It's all built, or all my money is being sent to these hood rats, basically, to finance their lifestyle, because I know some of them get thousands of dollars a month. So they get almost 20 years of money for nothing, really.
Exactly. But you know what? Like I said, I'm going to let the people talk because I got, what, 2 calls. Let me see who's on here first. Let's see if I can get this call in here. Area code 412, you on the show?
Yes, hi.
How are you doing? I'm okay.
I'm fine, thank you.
What's on your mind about the topic? Ratchet women and the men that love them.
My name is Jaquelle, and as far as ratchet women go, they come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors. And I've seen a lot of them, like, I go downtown a lot because I'm on welfare, but I don't work at all. But I go downtown a lot, and I when I transfer on the buses, I see a lot of them downtown, like, doing their own thing, but they're just kind of, like, in a bad way. And
okay, let me ask you a question. What do you define as ratchet women, in your opinion?
Well, women who don't have any standards and women who are just kind of, they dress in a way that is very revealing and, like, they don't have any class. Women who don't know how to talk properly. Would you have women who are foreign who talk proper, better English than women who are ratchet, that black women who are ratchet? It's a shame.
Well, then let me ask you a question. You know that there is, they have ratchet women who don't dress slutty. They have ratchet women who actually can speak proper, and they're more ratchet, but that's the most smart and clever ones, too. That's the ones that has an eye on a guy who has a high-dollar job or athlete. You ever seen those guys?
They end up getting reality.
Try that again. What you say?
Yeah, I couldn't hear the question. Could you please?
Okay, the question was, let's say you had described more so the broke kind of ratchet woman. You ain't described, like, it's different levels of ratchet. And they got some women who will not, like, dress slutty at all. And they will
actually
make it halfway talk decent, but yet they very ratchet all the way around once you get to know them. They looking for that child support hustle. They're looking for an athlete. They're looking for a guy who's making good money.
Okay, right. You have the professional ratchet women who are thirsty, basically, and who, like, I haven't really came into contact with them because I'm in graduate school, and my school is it's predominantly Caucasian, and I don't get, you don't have many ratchet women at my college.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. They got some ratchet Caucasian females now.
I know. Yes, they do. I have to admit. Yes, they do.
Yeah, because
I agree.
I'm going to tell you what. I got a video I'm going to put out later on today. It was sent to me by a guy from Australia. It's a straight-up Australian ratchet chick. I'm going to put that video up. So, yeah, everybody acts ratchet. Everybody. And on my channel, Ratchet Video Weekly, I show everybody acting a fool. So, yeah, they got ratchet white women.
Oh, Lord.
Don't believe the hype.
No, I try not to. I try to go into alternative sources to get the truth, but that's besides the point. But I think a lot of men who go towards ratchet women as far as wanting to date them and wanting to be involved with them, I think that they were brought up by ratchet women. So
that has some part to do with it because, you know, the first woman you see is your mother. And, you know, a lot of guys, believe it or not, look for some traits in the women, the same traits they have in their mother to a point. Not all the way, but they do. So if their mama was some sort of ratchet, hood rat type chick, he may lean toward more that type of woman because that's more like his mother. That's more what he's comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And you see where that's wrong. I mean, yeah, that's true. And not everybody's mama is June Cleaver. Some people's mama is straight up a stripper hoe. It's the truth. Nobody want to acknowledge that.
I shouldn't be laughing because it's very sad, but
it is sad. The other day, my wife sent me some pictures, you know, and like I had to factory restore my phone, but all these chicks are taking all kind of provocative pictures right in front of their kids. They're like 2-3 years old. It's like, that's how you got that baby in the first place, female. Are you still doing that? It's like sad.
I mean, I see videos like that on Twitter all the time. I posted, I didn't post the video, but I posted how disgusted I was when I saw a girl. Like, there was children in the background. I don't know if they were actually in the room. Maybe they were in the other room playing or something. But there was a woman completely naked from the waist down, twerking and making a video for Twitter, and her friend was recording it, and they were laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
So cute. And I was just, I literally wanted to throw up because I was like,
there's
children involved in this. Like, what if your child decided they wanted to get up and get something to drink and they see their mother like that? Like, what kind of influence are you having on your child? And, I mean, she wasn't a black woman. So I know, because I know some people will try to use that argument and say, oh, well, black mothers do this sort of thing. I mean, everybody's twerking now, you know. And people will do anything that it takes to get some likes. And it's not just the people, it's not the stereotypical, you know, Bukwiba and all them with, you know, that are the ones that are out there acting ratchet. It's girls that you would say, oh, well, you know, she would never do that. She carries herself well. She looks nice. She carries herself well. But then when she actually opens her mouth and starts speaking and you see what kind of lifestyle she leads, you're like, oh, I never would have thought that. And that's exactly what I've been seeing lately. It'll be some of the most beautiful-looking women, but as soon as they open their mouth and start talking, you can tell that they aren't, I mean, there's a couple of screws loose. And then they have kids on top of that. Like when Advise posted the video talking about worst mother in America, I just checked out Kiki's page last night, and she was sitting there, she was making some ramen noodles with a processed cheese and hot dogs in it. And she was calling that dinner for her child and her boyfriend. And then she had another video where
how many messages I get about that girl still, even on Twitter.
She's still doing it. That's why.
You make another video about her. Like, man, I made two. That's enough. I ain't got to talk about that chick no more. I mean, that's what else could I say? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I made
hold after a while.
Well, I made the first video. She responded to me on Twitter about it. I had exchanged. I put that video, and that's the end of me. I can't keep talking about that female. But thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back on hold. Have other people holding on. They want to.
Okay, can I still listen?
Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get to the next call and see who's been holding the longest. Erico 252.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing? What's on your mind by the topic? Ratchet women and the men that love them.
I just started listening to the conversation, so I didn't catch the beginning of it, but I have my opinion on ratchet women and why men are attracted to them.
Okay, what's your opinion?
My opinion is basically the ratchets, they gotten smarter, man. They gotten smart in how they handle their business, how they get into professional athletes' lives. They follow a lot of trends, and the reason why a lot of black men, black athletes, fall for these ratchet women, I believe, is because they make themselves easy targets. The ratchet women.
How do they do that?
Well, basically, the ratchets they follow these the trends that are out right now, like the twerking. The obsessed with the big butts, the materialism. The non-ratchet women, they're not obsessed with those kind of things because they're doing their own thing, you know, making their own money, doing all that. The ratchets, they're basically focusing their whole lives on that kind of stuff. So the ball players or the professional athletes, sometimes when they're inside a relationship with their wives or whatever, it gets kind of boring, I guess for them. So when they go out and they see these ratchet women, that's all they're obsessed with. You got the glitz and glamour, you know, the big butts and all that stuff. So I can see why some athletes fall for that.
So let me ask you a question. This is what I know. You're talking about athletes. Now, the black athletes always got some sort of trouble with females, but I know that the white athletes, no matter what sport they're in, you don't hear about them having trouble with a bunch of females. Why is that?
That's
a lot of
true.
Them get married. They get married quick. They stick with one
That's
female,
true.
Have their little family. You hear nothing about them. There's every blue moon you may hear one. Last one I heard something about was Ben Roethlisberger. That's the last one.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than that,
yeah.
You don't hear nothing about them. Nothing.
But you see the ratchets, they're going out to the black men, though. They're going out to the black men because they know the black men are going to spend that dollar. They know that. And they know that if they get a black man pregnant, that's it. That's a wrap. They know they can get that money. So I guess it's different for the black man athlete than the white athlete. That's just my opinion.
I think, I mean, we can get scientific with some of this. and say, well, why black men are a little bit more prone to do that than others on the scientific side versus the testosterone issue. I show the scientific that we carry the most, you know, natural testosterone out of every group of men.
Yeah.
And that affects your libido. It affects your overall strength. You know, that's why, for instance, they say we work out in the gym. We don't need as much supplements. We get a lot stronger, faster, you know. And a lot of things play into having a higher degree of natural testosterone. But at the same time, doesn't mean you can't have self-control.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I think the problem is that being a single parenthood is just so normal in the black community. I mean, there's more people that have kids outside of marriage than people that have kids in marriage. And so,
well,
I guess...
Ms. Gabriella, you say in the black community... Yeah. Hold on, Ms. Gabriella. You say in the black community we have more children out of wedlock than anybody else?
No, I said we have more children born outside of wedlock than we do born inside of marriages.
Let me correct you on something. Actually, all over in all races, you have more children born out of wedlock than in wedlock.
It's epidemic in all
races. I read the numbers the other day. And also, that big number they talk about, and I need to do a video on that about, you know, the black community and how many kids that we have out of wedlock. Actually, the last number I read, white women had more kids out of wedlock than black women. I've been reading numbers all day long, just trying to find out, you know, what's what, you know, with all these. So if you throw out these statistics, it sounds bad, but if you get down to the actual numbers, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You get what I'm saying? So everybody's having kids out of wedlock, not just one group. So that's, wanted to definitely put that out there. Because we get too caught up on, you know, what one group doing versus another group. It's a society problem. But,
it's just that it's more acceptable, though. I mean, you can't.
Well, it's an epidemic that's going on with all races, I guess. You see, I'm from North Carolina. You see a lot of white women with babies, 16, 17 years old with babies. So, I mean, it's not just a black thing, I guess. It's all races.
But like I say, it's a society problem. I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you calling the show. I need to get the other callers, and the lines are getting kind of full. So thank you. But I'll put you on hold.
All right,
okay?
Thanks, bro.
All right, bro. Let's see. Next call here. Area code 757, you on the show.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I believe men are more attracted, black men more attracted to ratchet women because I think they like their aggressive, overt sexuality. They know they'll be easier. They find them, like, more exciting, you know. They like to party a lot, have a good time. So I think that allure makes them more exciting. And plus, like that other guy was saying, that ratchetness is more acceptable now. Because back in the day, it was looked down upon, you know. A man didn't want a ratchet-type woman to take home. But now, today, a hoe can be a housewife. So they like to date the ratchet woman, marry, have children with them. So it's totally different today. So, and like the other guy was saying, she's worked her way up in society. You know, like that, like on your thumbnail, like you had that Joseline. She was a stripper and a side chick. Now she's engaged. You know, back in the day, someone like her wouldn't be able to work up, you know, like that, you know, and be accepted and be successful in the media and stuff. So
yeah, like Joseline is a household name. Like most chicks that back in the day, you would look at them and like, oh, that's a stripper chick. You know, but now,
Jocelyn,
on Love and Hip Hop, all these females talking about they want to be like Jocelyn. And
she's a role model now. She's a role model.
Yeah.
Back in my day, a woman like that would never be a role model. Exactly.
It's a lot of guys. And believe it or not, there'd be a lot of guys who don't have children and actually got good jobs and all this other stuff will actually go after a chick like Jocelyn.
Right, because they think she's so exciting, and they know she'll be easier sexually, and she'd be, you know, freaking the bedroom, so that excites them, you know, all that whole package, you know, and they find her more glamorous, you know, so that's why, you know, people like say hoes are winning now, definitely.
Now, I had a lady send a statement to me on Facebook, like I said, I always give her credit for it, her name is Laura. And she told me ratchet is a new classy. Do you agree with that?
It sure is. Yeah, things have turned topsy-turvy. Up is down is up. Exactly. Yeah, so the men don't mind treating women like
that. Let me ask you a question. Do you think classy women can make a comeback like it has always been?
Well, I have no idea, you know, because things, the pendulum has swung so far, so maybe in a few years or maybe even a decade, maybe the pendulum will swing back where classy women, you know, self-respecting women will be on top again. I don't know how long that'll take. I guess it has to reach a saturation point. But I think, you know, women like me will come back, maybe. We'll see.
But, you know, it's like you talk about the ratchet, but, you know, it's like even if it's ratchet females, outside the black community, they're mostly catering to the black community because most of the females I'm paying attention to, let's say like in the white community who do stuff, they mostly try to keep themselves, you know, if they flirt, they may flirt with it a little bit, but they don't really go all the way. Now, let's say people talk about Miley. Let me tell you about Miley Cyrus and what she's doing and the game she's playing. She's playing the same game.
That's just an act to make money.
She's doing the Angelina Jolie thing. She's going to flip. In 10 years, she's going to be a humanitarian just like Angelina Jolie. So that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, just a marketing plan. I don't take that seriously at all.
Let me tell you the hustle, and I'm going to expose this hustle right now. When you have an artist, let's say like Miley Cyrus, even Justin Timberlake, I'm going to call them two out, when they're trying to reinvent themselves or they're trying to come back, they go try to get cool with black folks. And you get cool with black folks.
They sure do.
All of a sudden, you know, you good. And after they good, what happens to Justin Timberlake? He don't fool with black folks. Same thing with Miley. See all that talking with Juicy J and all them other stuff. After she get her little stuff, she'll be fooling with black folks. Like, I went through a phase and they're like, oh, look, Miley's back.
After a while, they'll move on to the next phase.
What I don't like about the ratchet situation, seeing there's a difference with ratchet. Like, if a black woman's ratchet, she's stuck with that title. But if a white chick's ratchet, she can leave it, and everybody leave her alone about it. They be like, leave her alone. I mean,
She was having problems.
I'm like, okay.
Her mom wasn't there for her. Like, they'll make up all kind of stories. But if a black woman, she'll be easily forgiven.
Just like Madonna, she was ratchet back in the day.
But the killer part about it, her dad is co-signed it because I remember one time I saw, I think on one of them shows, he was asking him, you know, what do you think about that? And he said, oh, well, I wish I could have reinvented myself, you know, and got past Achy Breaky Heart, so she's doing a good thing. I'm like, my dad will support that.
because of that money.
I guess it's all about that money. I guess, you know, it's people crazy. But, you know, Miley, like I said,
entertainment.
But see, one thing I noticed Miley not doing, Miley acting like that, but Miley ain't going to get herself surgically enhanced to appease black men, though. That's why I know she put on the act. Because the ones that try to appease black men, they get the surgery.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an act. Yeah, it's just a marketing plan to make money. That's all it is.
Yeah, and you look at some of the artists that we have today. Like, you look at Rihanna, how she started off. She started off, like, pretty cool. Now this girl is just, like, straight up, she is ratchet. Rihanna, Beyonce acting ratchet even more and more. Like, you got a chick. You got, I mean, I'm sorry, a little baby. You got a Blue Ivy woman. And your husband, that you, what she was doing on that award show. Like, Beyonce, what is wrong with you? You act like you trying to get on.
That's what sells now. Now, so, 'cause sex always sold the entertainment with women anyway. But now, which is so extreme, they keep bringing it more and more and more to a higher level and more saturation. They keep pushing the envelope, try to go over the line. So that's what sells now. They need more shock value to get the audience attention and to make more money. Yeah.
But the black women gonna take it to the next level. I mean, they take it far. One point in time, people thought Madonna was so wild. Shoot, These females are way worse than Madonna could have ever been.
Oh yes, definitely. They keep pushing it more and more and more. So that's why I said this pendulum maybe swing so far to one side, and then eventually it'll reach a saturation point. It'll just have to swing back. Who knows when they'll be, but they'll just have some swing back because it'll get to a point where the audience will be disgusted and they won't buy it anymore. Then they'll have to swing back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, sir, so let me get to a call because I got somebody that's been holding on for about 16 minutes. I need to get them on. So I'm going to put you on hold, but if I get the opportunity, I'll let y'all back on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, area code 229, you're on the show.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right. Yeah, I think, you know, one of the reasons why the guys talk to the ratchet women, or rather mm-hmm. date and marry the ratchet women as opposed to the nice, upstanding women or classy women,
uh-huh.
I think one of the things is that, you know, they view them as being easier, you know, easier sexually, easier to talk to. And I think what's going on is that a lot of guys, you know, they just don't want to put in the effort to talk to a classy woman. And, you know, I guess they feel like, you know, if they put in all that time and effort and it still doesn't work, that's just they view that as a waste of time. So I think that's one of the reasons why they're attracted to the ratchet women more so, because they know that's instant. That's more like instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question. So the chick mm-hmm. is listening right now who is the classy women. So basically what you're saying is y'all stuck out to do with tours. That's basically what you're saying?
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear you say it again.
I said that. So basically what you're saying is to the women that's listening who are classy, not ratchet, so basically they stuck out until a man gets, like, to the point he thinks that's just, like, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Because I look at it like this, and I listen to Gabriella a lot, and she makes good points. Because I feel where she's coming from. But see, I always laugh. It's kind of funny when these topics come up, because you know, women, they look at it from one side, but really and truly, it's the same way for men too. You know, that's why I always say that, you know, men and women's situation is very similar, because.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same reason that, you know, women overlook nice guys is the same reason that, you know, a lot of guys choose ratchet women over good women, you know? They may view them as being boring, even though they may not be. They just get labeled that way. It's the way people perceive you, you know? And a lot of times, you know, nice guys get overlooked for thugs. And
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
I was
it,
make
goes,
that point.
it goes both ways. It's, and then the media is pushing this, you know, these images on all these reality shows and stuff like that. So I mean, that's what people are seeing these days.
Mhm. I know you guys wouldn't look at this kind of thing, but if you go on YouTube, there's videos showing how to get jewelry and you how to make jewelry like the girls in the Basketball Wives. They have videos showing how to duplicate their outfits and how to do your makeup and your hair just like them. And it's sad because women think, okay, well, if I dress like them and act like them, maybe I can get some attention too.
So basically what you're saying, if they act like Evelyn Lozada, they can pull football players and all this other stuff. And like Evelyn Lozada is the perfect example of what I call the top-notch ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at Evelyn, the way she dressed, and you would not really know. Like, the little lady was saying about, oh, they dress this way and they dress that way. No, Evelyn is ratchet. Evelyn fights. Evelyn got a mouth and all this other stuff. And Evelyn is the prime example of the top-notch ratchet. She is. And women like that fool so many dudes. They thinking, oh, she halfway all right or whatever, and she's just no different than other chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Then she could catch them up, and then now they paying $10,000 or $15,000 a month child support payment.
Yeah.
And a lot of these dudes don't figure it out. Then they talking about, you know, you get these chicks pregnant, they're going to be like Arian Foster over here in Houston, talking about, oh, you can get that abortion.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
I mean, well, you shouldn't be getting babies by these kind of women anyway. But, I mean, things happen, so.
No, things will just happen. It's a conscious choice. It ain't a thing that just happens.
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
I hate when people say that type of stuff. Okay,
nice.
So he just tripped up in her. Like, okay, you know, no, we all make a choice.
It was an accident.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's how
they act. Because it's like, I mean, people act, especially with all the different types of birth control pill out there, types of birth control for male and females now, there isn't really a reason to get pregnant unless you want to. So
of course, the child support hustle is lucrative in America. You get pregnant by the right dude, and you pay. You are paid. Easy. Think about it. If this chick find out this dude making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, she find that junk out and get pregnant, she going to get at least $1,000 or more a month for that one kid. She is. Forget that, you know, including the medical support and all stuff. If this guy's going to pay his child support, I mean, shoot, a little $1,000 a month, I mean, if she don't live to, you know, like, she don't even have to have, like, a full-time job. You know, she can make a little part-time job or something if she that kind of female and be living all good over that child support. She have a couple of kids, and some of these females, they'll make sure to get a few dudes they got money to get pregnant by. So they can be some of them could be collecting $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And like I said, I want to say something, man, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to say it. It's just one person I'm going to say that I know of, okay? And, you know, this one person made sure to get herself pregnant by a dude that's a music producer. You know, and she was up here driving this dude's Porsche. But we all sat there looking like, where did this chick come up with a Porsche from? They say, oh, our baby daddy, okay. I say, we all knew she was on something else, but we figured it out. I said, oh, she one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like this, I think it was a 2011 Porsche or whatever. And just, you know, you were skinning and grinning, you know, because everybody was paying attention to that car. Like, female, that's not your car. What you grinning for?
I mean, that's how a lot of women are getting down, though. And that's even cool for women nowadays. Those kind of women get songs made about them talking about, I'm a hustling female, I got it going on. I got this guy buying me stuff. I got that guy buying me stuff. Oh, yeah, I have his, you know, like women. Okay, let's just say, for example, a lot of these women that they aren't really celebrities, but they have a lot of, like, a large following. There's a lot of these women that go and they get babies by rappers, and then they start coming up with clothing lines and makeup lines, and then they end up taking that money and flipping it and becoming successful. You know, I've seen that happen. And within like 2 or 3 years, they have a baby, get some money. Then 2 or 3 years later, now they're like a cultural icon.
Yeah, that's to me, that's how those basketball wives are. Because a lot of those women on there, well, most of those women on there are really nobodies. If it wasn't for the husbands who they are married to or dating,
mm-hmm.
and they come up, they basically come up off of those guys.
Yep, like I said, all you gotta do is, you know, like what 50 say, have a baby by me, be a millionaire. That's about what it is. It's the truth. That's how I tell you. Child hustle is something else in America. I'm telling you. You know, it's like, I mean, what country do you know of that you can just sit up there and have a baby and get paid? You know, I mean, as long as you have it with the right dude, not the dude is broke. I'm talking about the dude is actually making some money. So I tell dudes, man, protect yourself.
Yeah.
I don't care what the females say, protect yourself. That's the first thing they want to do.
I agree with you on that, man.
Man, I've heard of females, you know, like dudes use a condom, throw it away, and then try to sit up there and try to, you know, get it out of there and try to get themselves pregnant. It's like, man, you know, this one dude told me, say, see, that's why I carry a thing of Taco Bell sauce when I finish with mine. I put it in the condom. Or else you try to use
it. You shouldn't have to do all that.
That man, that dude not
that's so extra. You should not have to do all that, but that's
hey,
I mean,
you fool with those scandalous type of females like that, the ratchet scandalous females.
If you have to sit there and bring Taco Bell packets to meet up with the girl, then you know this comes up. You know you shouldn't even be touching this kind of girl in the first place. She might end up.
You know, she said to come over, my kids asleep. He gone.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the kids are asleep, and then they supposedly sleep, and they sit there, they hear their mom
Yeah, getting her back, getting her back banged out.
Doing God knows what, and then they, this is awful, but it does happen.
It does happen. Hey, brother, let me get to another call I see on here. It's been waiting a little while. I'm put you on hold, but if I get through all the calls, I'll bring you back on. All right, brother?
All right.
All right. Let me make sure I get the hell you call. Eric Cole, 310, you on the show?
Yeah, I'm calling from L.A., and I just wanted to give you a little input out here. You know, I'm 48 years old, and there's a lot of brothers that's 20 years my senior and 20 years younger than me, and they're still chasing ratchet women.
Why is that? Okay, the young dudes is one thing, the older dudes. What do you mean the older dudes chasing?
Well, you know what? I tell you, this is my observation. You may find this hard to believe. There are a lot of men that want to be used, and they think that it's thrill and excitement that comes with it. I know guys that are 20 years my senior who have wives and kids and grandkids, but they have a ratchet woman on the side.
Yeah.
And
let me interject for a quick second. Because a lot of these dudes like to feel like they need it. And then females would be, you know, needing their time, needing their money. And like they, it gives them like a thrill that this female needs them.
Exactly. I mean, I got a club right around the corner. Right now it's happy hour. You go in there, it's a bunch of old dudes around 70 years old. The first thing they do when they walk in is buy these ladies a drink. And they like it. But I think where it is all is going to start is it's going to start at home. Now, again, I told you I'm 48. My great-grandmother showed me pictures of my ranchet aunts and great-aunts back in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now today they're all up in age, no man, no nothing. At that time period, they would do anything to make a dollar, sell their body, et cetera. But with the media and the glamorization and these young people just out there, people are just attracted to it. Everybody's trying to con one another. These women and these guys, they know what they're doing. But the thing of it is if they keep on living, it's definitely going to come back and haunt them. So, you know, I try to talk to the guys that's 20 years my junior. They'll say, hey, man, we're going to this club tonight out in Long Beach. It's all, you know, big butt girls, 300-pound girls. That's all that's there. You know, we
you
know
what
we're going to
get. You're talking about Club Bounce?
Exactly.
I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, and so, you know, and then now once one of them gets knocked up or something, you know, then they're just totally lost. But, you know, it's the culture. And I'm going to pray and hope that it is just a phase. But, again, like I say, as hard as it is to believe, we got a lot of people, male and female, who want to be used and they want to be abused. And,
that's all they know. But to me, I think it's despicable, just me as a man, that you are 40, you know, like, it's like your age. They got dudes your age sitting up and chasing some little 20-year-old female. Like, dude, come on, man. Like, your game should be so tight. If you're going after a chick that age, just what you say to them should make them fall. Like, man, come on. You ain't learned nothing? You chasing this chick? I mean, like, being thirsty, blowing the chick, phone up, texting the chick. I mean, I've seen some ridiculous type dudes.
Well, you know, like I said, when I'm talking to these brothers that's financing these women, they already at that time have their finances. They know what they're going to spend. They know they may have to buy one of them a car. They know they may have to pay one of them's rent. They know that they're going to have to possibly deal with baby's daddies and the whole nine yards, but they still do it. But, again, when I look at my great-aunts today, now my great-aunts today that were ratchet are now 70 and 75. You should see them. They are to the curb. So, you know, no good thing is going to last forever. And I heard you talking about Jocelyn earlier. I watched a little bit of that show. I mean, you know, young people are it's going to take people like me and you and people who are raising kids to try to get these kids to understand that the glamorization of that lifestyle is not going to lead into anything. Because I take a look at the young mothers out here in L.A. Now, these young mothers out here that's got these girls that's around 15, 16 years old, they teaching them how to twerk. You know,
yeah.
They're teaching them how to dress provocatively. I asked this one mother who had a couple of daughters, I said, well, you know, why are you letting your daughters dress so provocatively? Why are you, you know, you? I, she says, well, I want her to have self-esteem. That's why I'm teaching her that. And basically what all this ratchetness is doing is it's really kind of dividing the genders. I mean, this male-female gender war that we got going on in our race is just basically uncalled for because, like what you said earlier, I know some women who are white-collar women, but when they get off of work and go to happy hour, they turn into ratchet women.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Career women.
Vice
career women act like that. Yeah, they got some. You talking about, like, you know, see, that's why I don't like the stereotype to say, oh, ratchet women is these. Because a lot of people think the broke kind of female is the ratchet one. No, they got some chicks with master's degrees as ratchet, too. Crazy.
Well,
they go key up somebody's car, bust out windows and everything else. But she got a master's degree and a career.
Well, you know what? Again, not to cut you off, I don't know where our genders are headed and our race is in this whole thing. But I'm hoping that it'll come back to like it was when our great-great-grandparents had families and everything. But it's just not looking too good because, see, another thing, too, is people now when they go out, now, like these guys around the corner from me now at the happy hour, they are looking to have sex with strange women after they get enough liquor in them. And that's another thing about whether you're male or female, if you're chasing a ratchet person, is sex on the brain. So it's a psychological thing. We have to train young people, and all of us, we have to have discipline, and we have to have sacrifice. We've got to get this sex off the brain. We've got to get this materialism off the brain. And if we don't, we're just going to have a bunch of unwed mothers raising, you know, these illegitimate children, and these boys are growing up with no respect for women, no respect for their mothers, no respect
but,
for society.
You know, you say the respect, but you know what? These women not respecting themselves, though, like demand respect from these dudes. I mean, like, they do the most outlandish stuff. They dress any kind of old way. And, like, these females are sad. If you go look at, like, these females, like, profiles, like the main ones who's doing it, you'll see all these women like, oh, she looks so nice. Oh, I want to be like her. Oh, I like her hair. Oh, I like this. I like that. I mean, it's like they just, like, sad how they be gawking. They be gawking over these females. They do.
Well, you
they,
know what
they
I tell you.
They want these guys to lust after them. They want that. They want all the stuff these females have.
I mean, that's why you see women going off to get dangerous back alley plastic surgery because they say, oh, because women are going to do whatever it takes to get men to look at them. And, you know, it goes back from, you know, back in the day when breast implants weren't safe and women were going out and getting those. Now everybody wants to go and get their butt done. It doesn't even matter what the race is anymore because everybody's crazy about butts now. And women are going and getting all kinds of stuff injected into them. They sleep with this guy, sleeping with that guy. And a lot of them were never like this, but they say, okay, well, I'm tired of being single. I'm tired of being alone. So maybe if I start acting ratchet, I start, you know, let me hike my skirt up a little bit more. Let me start going to the club with no underwear on and letting the guys know that I'm doing it. And maybe I can actually get somebody to call me for once instead of being the one ignored. A lot of women do feel like that. They get tired of going out with all their friends, and they're the one who has decent clothes on, and she's bathing herself, sitting there, you know, drinking her drink and not minding, you know, and minding her business. And then they have all their other friends out there showing out and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Those are the ones that have guys blowing up their phone all day, people buying them things, taking them places, and they say, okay, well, maybe I should be like that. And that's just the mentality of some women.
Well, I think it's going to start at home because now my mother's 70 now, and my great-grandmother didn't let her wear her first pair of pants until she was about 22. So I think this is going to have to start at home with both young males and both females. It gotten so bad on my job.
I know what you're saying, it started at home, but man, you know, it has to be something major to happen just in society, period, because this society in America is just in moral decay every day. And, like, whatever is bad is good, whatever is evil is good in this society. And that's just really this stuff with the ratchet women, you know, that's just a symptom of American society. I mean, like, fans, you look at Kim Kardashian, women look at her. I mean, this chick was jawbone and Ray J, and now this chick, you know, every magazine, every time you look up in the store, this chick on it. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? So other chicks gonna be like, why you think that? What's that little girl, Montana Fishburne? She was trying to be like Kim. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It didn't work out for her too well at all.
Right.
But what I'm saying is these females thinking, oh, what if I do a sex tape? What if I date this guy? What if I be fighting and acting a fool all the time? What if I get on Bad Girls Club? I mean, they think of all kind of stuff. Because they want to be so bad.
I tell you, that's what's so scary about me. Now, I'm single, and I'm almost scared to date because I know that certain females will do almost anything to, you know, put me on child support or would do anything for money. Because, see, I know a lot of sisters out here who are highly educated, make six figures a year, but mm-hmm. they will do a trick on a weekend if a man offers them enough money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of females. Yeah. There's a lot of these women these days just tricking for light bills, tricking for cell phone bills, tricking for rent, tricking for car notes, and they don't feel bad about it. They don't feel bad at all.
They don't. So, you know, we really have to take a look at this culture that we're living in where everything seems to be okay. And it's just a real, real tough situation. Some of us are going to make it through it, and some of us are not going to make it through it. Now, me, myself, when me and my dad are driving along here in L.A. and we're looking at this ratchetness and we see the baby, the first thing we say is, poor baby.
Yeah.
And,
you put the situation like that. But, say, brother, let me get to this call. I'm going to put you on hold because they've been holding it for a little while. And, like I said, I'll bring people back in as we get through all the calls, okay?
Okay, thank you for your consideration.
All right, no problem, brother. All right, Ms. Gabriella, let's get to this call. They've been holding for a hot minute. Air code 904, you on the show. Air code 904?
I think it's 904.
Well, I guess they want to just hold that for a minute. Okay, that's cool. Ms. Gabriella, any more thoughts on the ratchet women?
I think it's just that women need to realize that you don't have to act ratchet, because if you are having trouble meeting men, maybe in, like, if you want a guy who's going to be serious, because a lot of the girls that feel that they have to act ratchet are usually young women, you know, women under 25, and they want a guy who's mature. But I think that if you're having that problem where you feel like, okay, I have to be ratchet, what you need to start doing is dating a better quality.
Gabriel, hold on a second, Gabriel. Erico 904, is that you?
Yeah, you know who this is, man. What's up?
Oh, who is this?
This is your boy, Troy.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, youngster? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about that subject. Like, you know, I see a lot of these girls, you know, these athletes, they date all these girls, you know, like Dwayne Wade and, you know, Adrian Peterson. And I heard that Dwight Howard and all these people, they got like 5 or 6 shirts. And I'm like, that's a waste of money right there. What's the use of playing basketball? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get caught up in all that child support. Me, like, once you become a man like that, got that kind of money, it's like you need to be in protection mode. It's like, I don't get why these dudes don't just find a woman and just get married and just stick with her. Like say, a lot of white athletes, that's what they do. They find them a wife and they just stick with her. But now the black, now we got to run through all the strippers, run through all the ratchet chicks that that'd be groupies and everything else, all of them your baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Multiple chicks, you know, your baby mama.
You know, it's the one dude named Kamardi. I think he got like 11 kids. I'm like, what's the use of you playing, dude? Like, one of the football players. I think his name Dominique Kamardi, whatever his name is. But he got like 11 children. I'm like, what's the use to playing football? Because all that money gonna be on child support. You know what I'm saying?
And then when he finished playing football, he's still gonna be owing child support for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
I know.
Either.
You're not gonna play football
then,
especially that sport.
Yeah, and then after you get done paying child support, you know, they might need some more money. You know what I'm saying? Your children might need some more money after that. Like,
Just because child support is over doesn't mean you can't take care of you can just walk out their lives and you don't have to help them buy a book for college and, you know, help them with a car.
Yeah, that's what's so bad.
That's
what's so bad because if I was an athlete, like, man, I don't know what I'd do. My mom always told me to find somebody in church to, you know, get with. You know, but
yeah, you gotta watch. You better watch church too, because they got some
watch
male
too,
females be planting themselves in church. They be looking for dudes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I went
to
church.
And if you come to church ratchet now, like like my wife has seen it.
Because I went to
in
church,
church
first
like,
lady.
You come to church dressing like that? It was like they going to the club type of dressing.
Yeah, it was the first lady in our church wearing some tight. Black leather pants. I'm like, you a first lady, and you wearing that? Like, I mean, they be tripping there, man. And I saw people, they wearing tight dresses, you know, tight skirts, short skirts. And I be looking at it, I be like, you know, you supposed to be setting an example for all the ladies in the church. You a first lady, and you wearing all this, you know, unnecessary stuff. And that's the sad thing about the church, you know. Because they get mad when you call it out, you know. But you could call out anything that you want, but you up in the church, you know, dressing ratchet and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like a whole topic in itself, talking about what go on in them church houses of America. But, you know, we're talking about getting one lady, and this one guy in the chat room was saying, you know, we can get one female, but have to know how she is first. Well, that takes time. It's like you got to date the woman and figure out how she is. But you can't settle down. I'm just saying, you can't settle down and build with no ratchet chick. You just can't. Now, some dudes, they like to do that. You know, like, for instance, like, it may be the type of dude that you may be. Like, let's say, like, T.I., like, to talk about him. You look at Tiny, in my opinion, Tiny's ratchet. That's just my opinion. You know, if a chick wearing Jordans 24/7, wearing hats and all this other stuff, sorry, that's not no chick I would, you know, say, okay, this supposed to be my wife. Some guys
and
like chicks.
T.I. called
like
out.
They love them to death. And I guess it's somebody.
You know, T.I. called out. Yeah. You know, T.I. called her out one time because she was wearing a bikini or something, and then she shared it on her Instagram. And T.I. got mad at her. I think he cussed her out or something like that. He got real angry. You know, hello?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, he got real mad. And I'm like, I would have got mad too because you married to your husband. You know, you're supposed to let your husband see that, not nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad because they know what the chicks know what they be doing when they get with these players. They say, oh, he got millions of dollars. I can sleep with him and I can have a baby. And, you know, I could get all this money. And it remind me of Evelyn Lozado. She do the same thing. Like, she met this baseball player named Carl Crawford. And he gave her a $250,000 ring. I'm like, I'm done, man.
Yeah, she's pregnant with that dude. Yeah, that baseball player. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she was pregnant.
Like,
she pregnant.
Dude's stupid.
Like, this chick is close to 40 years old, not married, and just having a baby, but, you know, want to secure her money. Because she had, what was the dude she had a baby with?
Which one?
Antoine Walker? basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she made sure to secure her money. She said, shoot, basketball wires on the way out. Let me go ahead on and give me a baby and secure this chain.
Yeah, you know LeBron James' mama would be doing that too. LeBron James' mama, you know how she slept with one of the players on the team. His name Delonte West.
Yeah, I remember mama, that. I remember that. Yeah, that was sad. That was sad. Like, man, I wouldn't even talk after that. Like, my mom was like, you should have embarrassed me. Like, you just be. I said, I don't even know you.
And what
you
made
remember that
me,
after
you know?
Was Gabrielle, you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. You remember when that happened? Well, LeBron James' mom was sleeping with that.
She was sleeping with her son.
His teammate, like, man, that's despicable, man.
That's
like,
disgraceful.
Yeah.
my mother would never do anything like that, but that's just.
But that's sad, man.
But then, see, this is the thing, because I think that there's always been, I mean, there's been ratchet women forever. I mean, back in the 1920s, people always saying, oh, well, you know, back in my day, women were great. But, I mean, there was ratchet women back in the 1920s, alcoholics, doing all kinds of drugs and stuff. Then there was in the, you know, the 60s and 70s, everybody was on PCP and acid and sleeping around. So every generation has had ratchet women. The only difference is that now it's just more glorified. It's cool now. That's all.
Yeah.
My wife was mentioning, she was saying about Marilyn Monroe. But see, Marilyn Monroe is one what you call the classy ratchet, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm saying, I mean, she was ratchet, but she was classy with it. So they had, cause see, that's like I say, that's your top-notch ratchet.
Cause she was dating politicians and wealthy men. She wasn't going after baseball players and actors and stuff. She went for the top.
Yeah.
You know?
And people give
but
her
praise. But that's
how
some of these women are.
Yeah, people give her praise, but then the other black people.
These guys in the community, you know, like I say they just set themselves up. But anyway, hey, young brother, I appreciate you calling in, and we're going to move on to the next topic, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, Ms. Gabriella, you know, a lot of these, you know, women, like I said, it just set up good for them now. I mean, and these women, if you pay attention to them, they be hitting these guys up. You know what I'm saying? These athletes and, you know, the creation of Twitter has made just about anybody contact you. You know what I'm saying? I think Twitter is, like, worse than email or even Facebook. You know, you be seeing, like, let's say, like, for instance, one dude, I remember Ocho Cinco. If you look at his timeline, them chicks be just hitting him up all the time. They don't leave him alone. So I see how he got in trouble. You know, he that type of dude.
I mean, but you have to learn to not pay attention to that sort of stuff because those women are only asking you for your money. It's not like they like you for you. It's not like they really care.
Yeah, they don't care if you like it. So the man gets sick or whatever, what you going to do? You know, you're gonna be there for him? No, you just want to just hopefully, you know, he fool with you, either give you a baby or be seen with you. A lot of times they just want to be seen with the dude.
They just want to take pictures with him and try to release it to the press so they can come up off of him. So they can be the next, can't remember the girl's name, the one that you just mentioned about celebrity, the ball player, sorry, said that.
Are you talking about Evan Lozada?
No. The one that wanted the girl to have an abortion.
Oh, you're talking about Arian Foster?
Yeah. The girl, whatever the girl's name is, I don't know. But, you know, at one point she was going on TV crying and taking pictures and stuff and putting them online and getting attention. I mean, a lot of girls just kind of want somebody, they just kind of want to have, like, a little...
The only reason she stopped with that because they had a gag order put on her after that last interview she did. Arian Foster wasn't the only one talking no more. That's why you don't hear a word, because, yeah, she was going to TMZ. This girl's going to milk that for everything she, you know, she could. He went on ahead and shut that down with his lawyers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these women, man, it's like, we understand what they own, but the problem is like, the men, a lot of times, pick them, and then they get caught up with them, and then later down the line, they're like, you know, okay, I want a decent woman. I don't want them kind of women anymore. But, like, you know, it's like, do you really have, like, a position to say that you can get a woman like that? Like, how would you get a woman like that when all you dealt with in your 20s or even your 30s or maybe even close to 40 is ratchet females? Like, how would you even, you know, some dudes, I've seen them, like, just can't stay with a decent woman. They end up cheating on them because they're so used to the ratchet one. And they're not arguing and they're not fighting. They're not doing all the stuff that ratchet
people. Yeah, it's the same thing as the allure of the thug, you know, because girls will sit there and they'll get a good man, but they'll always keep running back to the thug. And, you know, the family will tell them, don't mess with this person. They're no good, you know. But they just find that person more exciting, and they look over the good person and say, I don't want to, you know, the sex isn't as exciting, and, you know, we don't have those explosive arguments, and I don't have those emotional highs and lows like I do with the other person. And I think a lot of it is just, I think it's a serious psychological issue, because why would you want to be with somebody who's going to fight with you all the time, be breaking plates? You have to have the police called to the house. You dating a female, and she just thinks that you're cheating on her, and so she decides to take all your clothes and pour bleach on them and light them on fire and put them outside in the yard for everybody in the whole neighborhood to see, and then you guys have a fight, and then you come back in the house and have sex, and then all of a sudden the whole situation is just fine. Like, some people actually like that sort of thing, and that's scary. And then, you know.
It is. You know, let me see if I could bring somebody else back in, because I want to ask her some questions, because I'm very curious. Let me see if she's there. Erico252, you still there?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, I'm looking. Hello? Let me see. I'm looking for somebody. What was that lady's area code? I'm trying to remember. I'm start letting people in, but I need to see. 757. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm still trying to find. Let me see. I wonder if she's still on. I'm trying to find it. Let me see. I got a question for her. Erico 410. Are you still there?
412?
Yes, 412. I'm sorry. Still there?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I think you're the one that's in college, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Let me ask you a question. You say you're a white person, correct?
No, I'm African American.
Are you African American? Do we have a lady on here that is... Who's the lady we had on here earlier, Ms. Gabriella?
I mean, that's her.
I'm trying to figure out which one we had. Okay, so you say you're in college?
Yes, I'm in graduate school.
You're in graduate school. Okay. Just a quick question to, you know, the ladies. Do you think that is very what you see today in the area of the dating pool? Do you feel very discouraged, or do you feel that you can actually get a decent guy?
Yeah, I don't feel discouraged because of my Christian faith. I'm very into what God has in store for me. So
mm-hmm.
I don't really look outside of God. So I'm just like, right now, I don't seek anyone in particular. So, but if a man did come to me, it would be God's choosing for my life. So it would have to be a man that God would choose for me, which would be the best type of man for myself, which would be, like you said, a man that was equally yoked with me, like-minded, one that I had something in common with, and one that had a goal for his life.
Yes. Okay, the other sister is on. Same question. Do you feel encouraged? You feel like you found a good person, or are you married? Or I don't know.
No, I'm not married at all. No, I don't have a boyfriend.
Not you. I'm talking about the other sister that's on the line.
Oh, okay.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. I'm very discouraged with dating because a friend of mine who has who met a boyfriend on a dating site, bad dude, they've been together for over 3 years. He goes, well, try that dating site, and I did. And it's like men who are in my age group, I'm 49, and men who are in my age group you know, at first contact with over the phone or first meeting somewhere, they're talking all that sex talk or, you know, all that fresh talk. And we think we're total strangers. It's our first contact. And they're over 40. It's like, what is wrong with them? And so, you know, I blame the ratchetness being glamorized because they think it's okay to talk to a woman like that who's a total stranger who they're just having first contact with. You know, tell me what kind of sex they like. Or, you know, just talking sexy talk, whatever.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you start talking to the guy online, how long on average does it take for him to bring up sex? How long in time?
Oh, gosh, a lot of them, with the first contact, they bring up sex, like a first phone call or a first meeting. They bring it up right away. It's like,
So wait a minute. So you just talked to them the first day, and they already discussing sex?
I mean, that's how a lot of guys are now. Like, I have female friends. They'll post up conversations. They'll post up conversations that they'll have. It'll literally go like this. Hey, I think you're pretty attractive. And the girl will say, oh, thank you. And then he says, okay, can you send me some naked pictures? I mean, that's just how it is.
Wow.
It's
how you like to be touched, what you like in bed. And I'm a total stranger. I mean, that's so disgusting. I mean, there's no second contact after that. That's so disrespectful. Like the other guy said, they don't want to take the time to get to know a woman. They want instant gratification. It's because of this ratchet culture.
I mean, we
live
in a much
point now where they
think so fast.
What you guys say?
Okay, well let me... Hold on a second. Let me bring it. Hey, brother, 229, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you a question. She's saying that, like, these dudes be getting these chicks up, I mean, no matter the age, and the first day they asking to see some booty pics. What do you think these dudes are doing, man?
Yeah, man, that's how it is now, man. I mean, she's right. I think there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, the first, you know, they're looking for it the first couple of times, the first couple of meetings, or the first couple of interactions. They're looking for it, and that's not to say, you know, I don't agree with it, but you know, yeah, that's that. Yeah, see, the thing is, and I think I touched on it last time, but guys are becoming, I think, increasingly more and more impatient with relationships. And just like the lady was saying, they just want instant gratification. They don't want to, you know, put in all this time, you know, to get to know a woman, which is kind of bad, which is real bad, actually, you know.
Yes.
But
you know, my opinion of that, I'm sorry. You know who my opinion of that? My opinion, the reason why the guys are like that is because of these women. Because I don't care what you say, women are the gatekeepers of sex. They hold all the fucking key. And we can't do nothing with them unless they say so, period.
Exactly.
So all these guys are being bold and brazen and asking for booty pics the first thing. That means females are giving them booty pics.
Yep, that's
right.
Exactly.
If they're asking
a chick
for a booty pic the first time and she straight just cuss him out, and every chick that he asked that for gets, you know, straight cuss him out and call him, you know, names or a blast of the conversation on her Facebook and stuff that he's been telling her. And he'd be like, dog, I can't be talking to women like that. But
that's
right.
Exactly. I'm just hypothetically speaking, but that's just like if, you know, every black woman got together and said, you know what, we don't find thugs or bad boys attractive anymore. We just going to talk to nice guys, upstanding guys who are doing the right thing. You know, guys wouldn't have no choice but to do the right thing then.
Yeah,
right. You know, because if they want any play, they have to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like you said, I agree with you. You know, it does start from the woman. Yeah.
Well, my thing, you know, what makes me like say it back, you know, when I was single, whatever. I think it was this girl very sorry that a chick got kids and she acting like that. I'm like, man, like, that's just disrespectful. Like, man, are you a mother?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you a mother, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and you acting like that? I mean, like, you got little children. Little children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get mad. You tell them, like, man, why don't you respect your kids? Yeah, cuss you out. I'm grown. I do what I want to do.
My child. You can't tell me. You ain't their daddy. You can't tell me.
Yeah. You can't tell me nothing or whatever. I'm like, yeah, and that's why you got all them kids you got now, because somebody can't tell you nothing. You're a whole hard head.
Right.
Any woman can push out a baby, but it takes a special woman to be a mother.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, and that's the word right there. We use that term mother too loosely. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, because a lot of women are mother. I take care of my child. I'm independent. How are you independent if you're on welfare?
Mm-hmm.
Independence means
right.
You don't take nothing from nobody. No man, no government, no nothing. That's independent.
That's right.
I mean, a lot of these women are acting like animals out in the wild. Because you know how animals will sit there and take care of the kid for a couple of weeks, and then they just let them go on their own and just do their own thing? That's how a lot of women are acting. Men, too. Men are going out, during springtime and getting everybody pregnant and then just kind of running off. And the women are just like, just like animals. They have,
But it goes right back to what I said. Women are the gatekeepers of sex. These men can't impregnate them if they don't allow them to. Because if they impregnate them against their will, it's called rape.
But then a lot of the women, they think, okay, well, if I don't have sex with these guys, I can't get any attention. No one's going to date me if I don't give it up quick. Because I've had guys, I said, okay, I'm not going to sleep with you. I don't really, I've only known you for, 2 weeks? What are you talking about this already? And next thing you know, they say, you're being difficult, and then you get cursed out and called all types of names. And then there's some girls that will be like, oh, I'm sorry, I really like this guy. Let me just sleep with him, and, he'll pay attention to me. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And guys realize they can do that. They can just treat girls really bad and, talk to them any kind of way. And the women will say, if I don't sleep with him or if I don't do whatever he wants, then he's not going to talk to me anymore. Little do they know, he got 5 or 6 other girls that he's talking to anyway, so you're not that special.
If this woman, know this guy is doing this, wouldn't she be like, okay, I got standards. I'm not trying to sleep with some guy, and I don't really want to lay down with him just yet. I want to get to know who he is. Why can't these females keep to their standards and get a guy that, would want to get to know her as a person and be with her? Why they, in other words, selling themselves out cheap?
Because,
it's better to be by yourself and have your dignity and self-respect than just to have somebody and you cheapening yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Then after
that's
females
right.
sleep with these dudes, then they feel like, and these dudes like just okay, and then they bounce, and they feel bad. You know what I'm saying? They hurt everything else. But if the dude's pressuring you to have sex that quick, he don't want no relationship with you. I mean, like, if
that's
any dude
right.
want a relationship, he want to get to know you first. Like, I didn't know this
that's
woman.
Right.
I mean, on a serious note.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
But women, two things. Women think having sex will keep a man, and women think having a baby will keep a man. Now one of them will keep a man if he don't want to be with you.
Sure won't. That's right.
That's the worst one. I think it's just crazy having a baby. Like, you actually going to make a child just to think this guy going to stay? Are you serious? And a lot of women think that oh, well, the relationship messing up, let me have a baby.
And they should learn from previous relationships, previous generations, that doesn't work. Like, each generation don't learn from the previous one. They make the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Well, I'm talking about this generation. This generation is the most hard-headed people I've ever seen in my life. You can't, they know everything.
Yeah.
You can't tell them nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just, like, you're 18 years old, you don't know crap, but you know everything?
That's right. That's the truth.
I can't stand with somebody like that, like, you know everything, because you're not teachable. My thing is, man, anybody can teach me something.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, a lot of these, especially a lot of these young, and the thing is, these young brothers, too, they was raised like that, with no father around. You know, some of these guys had some, like you say, some ratchet mamas that always had a man coming in all the time. So that's what they think is normal, just being with a woman, this woman, and that woman. Same thing with the girls. If the girl's sitting in my mom always just some old thug every other week, Pauline in the house, well, she's thinking, hey, that's what I should do too. I mean, because kids, you know what they say, they don't stray too far away how they was raised.
Yeah, the cycle continues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've seen women that'll sit there and have different men moving in and out of the house. And, I mean, as a kid, I used to know what those children were going through, and they would tell me about how they didn't really like their mom's new boyfriend, and they have to deal with, you know, different men coming in and out of the house, and sometimes the kids get attached, too, because they start, you know, they start to like this guy, and they start to think of this person as a father, and next thing you know, the mom dumps them and moves somebody else in, and the mothers sometimes don't realize the kind of effect that has on the child. And they don't
really give me a second with Gabriella. Hold on. I see somebody else coming in. Area code 816, you're on the show. Area code 816. Well, I guess they're just listening. Continue on, Ms. Gabriella.
Okay, and they don't understand why the kids end up with abandonment issues and trust issues and all kinds of problems, and they don't respect women. Like, I've seen a lot of black guys, they don't even want to date black women because of what their mom put them through and some, you know, and some... I mean,
let's stop right there, Ms. Gabriella. Brother from the 310, you on the show?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, she said something about it. A lot of black men don't want to date black women because of the stuff their mama did. Now, you want to elaborate on that?
Well, you know what? I see it every day. Again, living here in L.A., this is a cosmopolitan town. Most of the brothers out here now are seeking Asian women. And most of
Asian
them, yeah, we got a lot of that now. I mean, the good brothers out here in L.A. now are pretty well much seeking everything except a black woman. A lot of the guys I talk to, it has to do with the way their mother was. It has to do with this ratchet stuff that they see on TV. And, you know, if this thing keeps going on, I mean, this gender war in our race is just going to divide us even more. Now, the brothers out here who like ratchet women, most of them, a lot of these guys have good jobs and everything, but most of them are your gang-banging drug dealer type guys, you know, and... you know, it does have a lot to do with the mothers. Now, again, like my grandmother would tell all my great aunts and aunties, don't have men running in and out your house and around, you know, your kids. And see, kids see that growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a lot of guys that say, like, 30 years old now, their moms are still doing the same thing, acting ratchet. And it turns them off from black women. But
I've seen some brothers like that too. I met some brothers like that.
But you also didn't mention the fact that sometimes these mothers will sit there and allow their boyfriends to molest their kids too. And sometimes these kids go all types of issues because their mom or sometimes the kid will come to the mom and say, hey, you know, your boyfriend was touching on me, and they'll say, oh, you know, you're just making stuff up, or, you know, there's some women who sit there and let these guys abuse them, beat on them, do whatever, as long as they are in the bed with them and not talking about they love them, that's fine, but they don't care about what the child is going to go through.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of stories like that, you know, that are molested, and a mama believes the guy over her child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he like, he's paying bills. He's doing this. He's doing that. He ain't doing that. You're lying. You're just a little whore and all the other stuff.
Oh, you probably spoke it, too. Sometimes girls will sit there and say that mess, too, and say, oh, well, if you weren't wearing them tight clothes, maybe he wouldn't look at you. You know, I mean, there are some mothers that are really that sick.
Or some of these mothers are in competition with their daughters. That's a big thing, too.
Well, I mean, a lot of them didn't get to enjoy their childhood, though. A lot of them, they got pregnant when they were 13, 14, 15, and they didn't get to go through their, you know, going through wearing their little short skirts and partying and doing little things that little girls do. They didn't get to deal with that. And so now that they're finally don't, I mean, now if the kid is old enough to take care of themselves pretty much, now the kid is about 14 or 15 and, you know, they can actually go out now. Now the mother is like, okay, well, they see their daughter as competition because, you know, the daughter, she and the daughter should technically go out partying together. They're almost the same age.
Well, you know, I tell you something else. Out here, when I was going to middle school, now that's out here, that was grade 7 through 9. We had health, and we had a sex education course. Now they've taken that out of the curriculum, and I never will forget those two semesters in school because I had a real good health teacher, and he talked to both males and females about promiscuity, about hygiene, you know, about being abstinent into marriage, and I think that helped a lot of us too, you know. And the thing of it is, with this culture, with the internet and these magazines and all this stuff, it's going to be up to a lot of these parents and people like us to try to get the message across. But now you take a look at the way women dress provocatively. Now, these manufacturers of these goods, they have no interest of us. They just want to make our money.
That's
you
right.
know, it's so bad out here with the provocative dress to where employers are threatening to write females up if there's too much midriff, if they're short.
I'm going to say this much, man. I deal with you, Ed. I see the difference, like, versus Houston versus over there. Yeah, they do that a lot over there where you at. I mean, like, they walk around over there in his area for sure. They have no problem showing cleavage, like, all over the place over there. And it's like,
man,
like over here, people look at you like you're funny. What's wrong with you? You know,
you
but over there, that's normal. They go to work like that.
Just two nights ago, I saw this girl 2 nights ago. She couldn't have been no more than 14. She was wearing a pair of see-through white pants, and she had no panties on, and it was in the broad daylight. And this child could not have been no more than 14. Now, don't forget, now, we got Hollywood, and we got Glamour out here, and we got Melrose Boulevard, where all of that stuff is taken into effect. But see, the thing of it is, now, with the young males, these young males, their hormones get the pumping, and it gets a lot of them in trouble. Sometimes they'll touch these little girls. These little girls will go running to the police. They'll get in trouble. You have guys on jobs that will be trying to have intercourse with these scantily dressed women on the job, and then the next thing you know, it's a sexual harassment lawsuit going down. So I think at the end of the day, what's going to happen is those of us who are wise enough to see through all of this lust and this sex in the brain, we're going to make it. Now, all these kids that are being born out of wedlock, well, we just going to have to deal with them. You know, now the young brothers out here now, you know, L.A. is so bad in L.A. now, they're not even really considering black people for any job. I don't care what kind of degree you have or not. So you have a lot of women that are going out on these job interviews. You know, it's business attire / provocative attire, because in the back of their mind, they think that they may be, if they can get in, they can sleep with the right people and sleep their way up. So, you know, it's a real.
Let me ask you a question. I had another brother tell me about that. What's going? Like, why is it that, you know, this kind of side the, you know, topic a little bit? Why is it out there in the California that I heard black people being really shot out of jobs out there?
Well, you know, I'll try to explain it to you this way. And I've been, I'm a third generation native. In L.A. County, we have pretty close to 200 different cultures, okay? In the state of California, the white people are now the minority. And we have a new slogan out here now that we tell the racist white folks that this is the state of the minority majority. But in L.A. County, pretty well much on all these jobs, you know, the Jewish people and the white people, they prefer to hire Asians, Latinos, Persians, anybody except us. And it seems like it just changed overnight. The 92 riots didn't help. you know, the rap and gang culture didn't help. But every time I see a black
person, hold on, with gangs, well, Hispanics got gangs as much as black gangs. So what's the point? Well, why
you
say gangs?
I tell you, the thing of it is out here, the media is so biased. We have these racist white folks that will get on the radio out here, and they will say that, well, there's a difference between a black gang member and a Latino gang member. And they'll say, well, at the end of the day, the Latino gang member, he's going to have a couple of babies, and he's going to end up getting a job working in the factory, and that's going to be it. And the black dude, he's just either going to be homeless or end up on Skid Row. Our prison system, the L.A. County Jail, is segregated. All of our state prisons are segregated. I mean, they cannot let the Latinos and the blacks mix, because if they do, they'll kill one another. And, you know, again, I don't want to get off a topic here, but I'll just say this much. Things that start out here in Los Angeles quickly travel across the whole country.
That's true.
And the thing of it is that I've been crying for black unity. I've been crying for black unity out here. And the cost of living is just crazy. Now, one-bedroom apartment is starting at $1,500. 850 square foot crap shack is starting at $500,000. Then the house needs another $200,000. And basically what's going on, they're doing everything they can to run black folks out of Southern California. And it's just real, real tough. But I don't want to get off topic, but on that, you know, that can be another show, another day. But, you know, we're just going to have some discipline and some sacrifice when it comes down to lust, whether it's male or whether it's female. Now, this fashion, this provocative dress, that's just not going to go anywhere, because as we see, as we progress on, it's getting – now, out here in L.A., now, the youngsters, a lot of them, they wear pajamas to bed, and they wear them all day long. Wearing pajamas is the end thing out here.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's, mm-hmm. You go to Ralph's 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and these kids, they got on their pajama bottoms. Some of them are long legs, some of them – it's just the end thing. They don't care. My grandmother used to tell me when I was a kid, she said, there's going to come a day they're going to just walk around naked.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Y'all, let's travel back to Club Bounce for a minute. Now, that is the most thirsty group of females, man, and dude, that you can find in Long Beach. Is that true?
That is true. And
then females, Gabriella, you know about that place?
It's a club for overweight women, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And these dudes,
you gotta be like the guys. Really, I think a lot of the guys go in there for sex, though, because they don't really go in there for relationships. They say, okay, these are girls that probably have low self esteem. Let me buy them a couple drinks, and they'll go back to the place with me.
Well, you hit it right
on
the head.
What they think.
And I'll tell you something. I was mentoring a young man who was about 14 years under my senior, that's my junior, who frequents that place. And, you know, mm-hmm. he was telling me about, you know, how they bring these overweight women home, and they have, you know, multiple guys have sex with one, and then multiple guys have sex with other. And they all have pictures to back it up. So now I don't know if those sisters are having a problem with their self esteem due to their weight or not, but I'll say one.
Yeah,
thing.
It's definitely a self esteem issue, because I had a female tell me about that, and it was like, yeah, guys know if you can't get sex, go there. They know that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
you know, it's not even just clubs. It's like a lot of guys will go after, a lot of these abusive guys will go after girls that are overweight because they know they can cheat on them, treat them like crap, and the women will just put up with it, basically, because they feel like they can't get anybody else.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, they got some dudes that is on that, too. It's like they say, well, I know she'll give me some money, and she'll let me drive her car, and she'll do this, and she'll do that, you know, versus You're seeing the slender girls that be stuck up on themselves, so they know all these dudes be after them. I'm like, for real? So you just chase this chick so you can use them? And they go from, you know, big girl to big girl to big girl, you know, because they know they can use them.
Well, you know what? I be talking to these young brothers out here that strictly go for obese women to use them. And I tell them like this. I said, what goes around comes around. And believe me, they will get it back. And I myself personally, I meet a lot of big sisters, and you know, and I'm saying to myself, well, Tony, don't even go that route, because I'm not going to use this woman, you know, just for sex, you know. But see, the thing of it is, as well as club bounce, we got a lot of clubs out here too, where these guys go, man, and they know that it's just sex, sex, sex. Within a matter of hours of time, we got these guys out here put ecstasy in these girls' drinks. I mean, roofies is a big deal. And, you know, I mean, and then we got a lot
y'all
of...
Y'all that wild out there? Y'all drugging chick?
Oh, man, it's terrible. You heard about the ball player. He's in jail out here. Now they're getting ready to extradite him to Louisiana. That ecstasy and these roofies and all this stuff, man, you can get that stuff anywhere. You know,
why would you drug a female in this day and time when they that easy to get?
Well, you know, that's another question that people ask out here too. Why are guys buying sex when you got women giving it away for free?
True.
And again, it goes back to that mentality, sex on the mind, and that's something that both male and female have to, you know, have discipline and sacrifice with, you know. And then another thing out here, we got a large gay community out here too. And see, now their agenda is everything's okay. Out here in L.A., everything's okay. You rob a bank, it's okay. You go to jail, your mama sends you some snacks, you get back out, you do it all over again. So, again, like I say, stuff that starts out here in L.A., it moves across the country, and I'm kind of really scared for the country because, you know, I see what's going on out here. We have over 200 different ethnicities out here living in L.A. County, and they literally despise black people. And I'm constantly asking myself, well, you know, why is it that you hate people? I mean, you hate black people for no reason. And basically what it is that they know that if they go along with the white people's fascist agenda of hating us, they will be accepted. I mean, these Asians and these Latino people out here and these Armenian and Persian people, they literally hate black folks. I mean, we have housing discrimination.
They fighting for position at master's table. See, me, I don't want no position at master's table. I don't have my own table. You can keep that. You want to be the little master's lap dog. Guess what they fighting over?
Right.
For the crunch.
Well,
the master's table.
That's true, too. That's true. Well, you know what? If you go back 40, 50 years here in L.A., man, we had so many black businesses, it was out of this world. When we had when the 65 riot came through, that took a lot of them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't even really have any more black owned soul food restaurants anymore. We had some of the best black soul food restaurants there was, and when the kids inherited those businesses, they smoked it all off on cocaine. And
when they have riots, every single time they go destroy their stuff. Why you didn't go up there to Rodeo and destroy their stuff, or go to Calabasas and all them other places?
Well, you know what?
Destroy their stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Go destroy yours.
That's what all the white people in the Latino communities have always asked me over the years. Why are you guys tearing up your stuff? And, you know, again, the last riot, I mean, it was just, I think what really made the last riot bad was the news media, because it had died down. But when it fired back up the next day at daybreak and the news media started showing all these people going in and out of these businesses, you know, it really kind of made it explode. But, you know, I don't know what to say. you know, if you guys ever get a chance to visit L.A., it's okay. I've talked to a lot of people that say they want to come to L.A. from other parts of the country because they're having problems there. But it's just not like the way it used to be for black people. I mean, very rarely you hear of black people getting jobs now. And that's what's just so much astounding to me. I mean, most of our people, I mean, we've got one of the largest homeless black populations there is out here in the world. And then this Craigslist and this Backpage West, we got all these young girls that prostitutes online.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, these females, they have no shame in selling themselves online to these guys. You know, then the police catch them, and you see, hear a lot of them say, well, I was only doing it so I can, you know, pay my rent. I was doing it so I could pay this, I could pay that. Like, man, you like, what's wrong with you getting a job? So I guess, well, they're not hiring for jobs nowhere no more or what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you know what? I'll tell you like this. I talk to these young females all the time, and some of them are very, very candid. And they will tell you that I will sell my body. I will do whatever it takes to be queen for a day. And now that we're going back to this immediate gratification, like the brothers out here robbing banks and robbing liquor stores. They get a few dollars, whatever. They want to be king for a day. So, you know, until we get back to where we're willing to make real sacrifice and have patience, you know, we're gonna have these problems. But like I said, my biggest thing is when I look at Detroit, when I look at Baltimore, when I look at Newark, when I look at a lot of the other big cities, Philadelphia, across the country, and I see all this stuff, it's like, you know, where are we headed as a group of people? Are we going to be divided? Are we going to have the elitist blacks versus the blacks at the low or what? I mean, that old deal of divide and conquer is still going on.
It's still strong. It's still very strong.
So
and
well, you know, the thing is, we're going to have that. I mean, that's just bottom line. I mean, it's just kind of the way we are. It's always the competition within the black community on a whole lot of things. But I think one way to maybe change the tide is that a lot of brothers, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, who are successful and putting themselves on the forefront show that, you know, families can work, you know, marriages can work. And show them that, you know, that is just the right way to go. Because all that being a player stuff and all that, that's just not the right way. But a lot of times the decent brothers aren't really putting themselves out there like that. They kind of just staying quiet and just kind of enjoying their life. You get what I'm saying? That's why I preach so much about, you know, having family and, you know, finding one, you know, woman to be with and, you know, sticking with your family. I mean, because, like, you get to know female after female after female, eventually that stuff gets boring. Like, you know, it's like, again, another one. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, these dudes feel by themselves because these females only offer what they can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like
but
I said out here.
They don't realize. So they just want to have fun because I've seen men that are in their late 30s and, you know, they 38, some of them that are like 44, 45, 45, you know, they're still talking about my stuff. I want to play the field. I want to have fun, and I don't want to get married. I don't want to settle down. Oh, well, I'm not going to be free to do whatever I want. I can't go out and blah, blah, blah. But they don't realize how much of a waste of time and money that is. Because if you get yourself a really good woman who's going to support you, you can do so much better. And a lot of men don't realize that. They think that having a woman in their life is going to actually hold them back. But they don't realize how much, you know, jumping from girl to girl is going to keep them from really being able to reach their fullest potential.
Yeah, because a lot of these females, you know, like that's always looking for a come up. I mean, they got about 4 or 5 dudes they're talking to anyway. So it's like, that's why halftime dudes are like, I don't even trust none of these females. But let me see, I got a call on here that tried to come in. Let me see if I can answer. All right, Erico 901, you on the show.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right. So let me ask you a question. What do you think about the topic?
Yes, sir. Man, you know, I got so much to say about these hood rats, you know.
All right, what's up with hood rats?
Because, see, sir.
I'm listening.
Sir.
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, all they want to do is lay up on a guy all the time and expect for him to take, expect for them to take care of him and things like that. And always, we always want to get money out of them all the time. And they got a lot of thirsty dudes out there that's willing to get with these hood rats just to give them whatever they want.
And why
they end up, sir?
I say, why do you think they giving them anything they want? What are they doing it for?
Well, because of the good looks on their body.
So basically, what you're saying is a woman with a body is a black man's kryptonite. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for one of them hood rats, by me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Is that, that's what the topic is on, ratchet females?
Yeah, ratchet women and the men that love them.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And all the hood rats, they're ratchet.
Have you ever dated a hood rat?
Yes, sir. But never again in my life.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why would you date a hood rat?
I've done that long. Back in the day, I've done that the one time because I they know better.
Oh, hold on. How long was back in the day?
About 3 years. 3 years ago.
She's like back in the day, like it's 10 years ago. Say no, 3 years ago. I don't know why they asked me. Okay, back in the day, 3 years ago. What was so special about this particular chick?
Well. What was so professional about her? See, you know, she, what, say it again.
What was so special about that particular chick that you was talking to or fooling with 3 years ago?
I seen she want, you know, she wanted to get in my pants. That's all she wanted.
And you didn't want to get in her pants?
I did.
Okay. You just put it like she was going to rape you or something. Okay.
No, it wasn't like that, dude.
Okay, so you got in her pants. How long it took?
I gotta say that?
Huh? How long it took?
An hour.
Whoa!
Wow.
You talked to this chick and in 1 hour you was knocking her bottom out?
For a whole hour.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't pay for it, though.
Now, look, I'm straight up. I ask questions. I don't care. This is my show. Look, please tell me you use the condom.
You know,
he quiet.
I'm saying, okay. I'm here. I'm going to say this. See, I've experienced hood rats in my life because
you didn't answer my question. I said, did you use the condom?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you use a condom. Okay. You use two of them or one?
Just one.
You're not supposed to use two.
You don't want it if it's that easy. If she slept with him within an hour, she slept with about 30 other dudes in an hour, too. So did you have a relationship with the chick, or you, it was just a one-time thing?
Sir?
Did you have a relationship with this female, this hood rat, or was just you just fooled with her one time?
Shit, just one time. You know, just one time. It wasn't really a relationship by just staying together. It was just for a short period of time.
Period of time. All right. Now, have you seen that hood rat since?
No, sir.
Okay. Good deal.
I don't fool with hood rats anymore.
Anymore. Okay. It was so 3 years ago, that's your last time fooling with a hood rat?
Yep.
Okay. So what kind of fool am you fool with now?
I don't fool with no hood rats. I have a nice girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. What she do for a living?
Well, she works at Popeye's.
Okay. Well, hey, it's an honest living. You know, shoot, somebody got to do it. I like them buttermilk.
Yes, sir. And what I do for a living, I do heating and air conditioning and plumbing.
Okay, shoot, that's some good trade.
And I work in the restaurant.
All right, good deal. Well, then you all working. That's good. So how long y'all been together?
Well, we've been together for 6 months, and we're just working things on in.
Okay. Well, sound all right. I hope y'all do okay. So do your girlfriend know you ever had a hood rat in your pants?
Well, no, I didn't tell her that.
So if she listens to this show, she'll find out you had a hood rat, right?
She probably will if she find out about the show.
Six months. So how did you meet her?
How did I meet her?
Yeah.
Well, we went to school together, high school together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so y'all went to high school together, and what happened? Y'all seen each other later?
Yeah, what'd you say, sir?
Okay, you said y'all went to high school together, so how did y'all rekindle y'all relationship?
Through Facebook.
Facebook. Oh. That dog on Facebook. Okay, so y'all talking on Facebook or whatever, and then you was like, shoot, I want to take you to, what's one of them restaurants over there? I'm trying to think. Where were you at?
I'm in Cordova, Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Tennessee. I don't know about Tennessee. So what you want to say?
Oh, you don't?
I've never been to Tennessee. I've never been to Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I want that. So, like, where did you take her on the first date?
Well, I ain't taking nowhere around the first date, but I waited, like, a month to take her out.
Okay. So where did y'all go?
Went to the movies.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yes, sir. And then we went to dinner, so this is how we did it. We went Dutch.
Okay, cool.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. So he paid her way, and I paid mine.
Cool.
Because one thing about it, this is what I learned. Rule number one, never take a female on a date and pay her way.
That's rule number one? Good.
Yes, because if you do... What'd you say?
I say that's a good rule because you root out the gold diggers right away. That's a good rule.
Yes. The rule number two, what I learned, never tell a girl your business, your personal
that's
business.
Right.
Never. Never give out too much information.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
If you do, it makes you vulnerable. That's what it does.
That's right.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you a question. When she met you, did she ask you where did you work?
Yes.
Did you answer it?
Yes.
Okay, that's all the information she needs. She don't need nothing else. That's the first thing she's going to ask you. It don't matter what woman it is. The first question she's going to ask you, where do you work? You know why she asked you that question? She want to figure out if you know what kind of dude you are and what you do for a living. And it don't matter because they want to figure out if they're going to be with you for the long term. Can you take care of them or not?
I mean,
that's
a smart thing because, I mean, I don't just go out and just date just for the sake of dating. So I think, I mean, a lot of women would just,
you
say, okay, well, what do you do for a living? I mean, why would you date somebody if you know good and well that, like, he works at Walmart and you, like, if you're a woman.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. What's wrong working at Walmart?
Okay, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but what about the economy is bad. Why would you want to be with somebody if you know that you're going to be struggling? Women look for. Because you have to find somebody
who's job. If the man got an honest job, what's wrong with it? I can understand he's a thug, but
I mean, well, you have to find somebody who's Right.
As a woman, you want security.
A dude work at Walmart don't mean he not the assistant manager. Don't mean he the store manager. You don't know. He could be a district manager. You don't know. But just because
right. Okay, well, that's different. Okay, well, fine. But I'm saying, like, if he's like a janitor, though, come on. And if you're a woman and you have a graduate degree, why would you date a man who's a janitor? That's just trouble all written over it. Because you guys are going to be fighting.
I disagree with that. I disagree.
As long as you got a job, so it don't matter, too. As long as you got a job.
I mean, I guess to eat their own,
yeah,
but I would not do the same.
But the thing is, and see, this is what I tell dudes. The same thing you just said, Ms. Gabrielle, is what I tell dudes. Don't get a chick that's not even at least close to what you're doing or have something going on, just sitting at home on welfare and food stamps and got their hand out. Because a lot of women do that, too. They ain't got a job, ain't got a car, but they want you to have illustrious career, house, car, all the stuff that you got to have.
I could see if somebody who is, if he's working at Walmart and he wants to do better, but you shouldn't want to be with somebody who's content with that kind of lifestyle because if somebody gets sick or you have a baby, you really can't take care of your family the way that you need to run that sort of income. That's just the way it is. And it's not to be stuck up or shallow. It's you have to be realistic. You know, you have
look,
to
look, I work in a restaurant. Look, I work in a restaurant, so.
But you have to find somebody who's compatible with you and has similar goals and you know, is in a similar field because it's going to be kind of difficult to find things to talk about. I mean, it's just different. It's just really different. Like, that's why you
say. Then let me say something. I'm going to tell you one thing, Ms. Gabriella, though, about sometimes, a lot of times, ratchet chicks versus chicks that got stuff going for them. What you just said right there, because ratchet chicks, a lot of times, you're like, man, I don't care, it's whatever. Versus chicks that's accomplished, you're like, oh, you got to have this, you got to have that, you got to do this, you got to do that. Sometimes that does come into play why some dudes do try to go at those chicks, because they kind of like don't care, as long as you got some sort of money.
It just depends on what the woman is looking for. If you're looking for something, it just depends on what you're looking for and who you are. Because I would not try to make somebody feel bad if you want to date somebody. If you're a professional woman and you want to date a blue collar man, that's all for you. But to each their own. You have to find somebody that's compatible.
And
it has to do with work ethic too.
Well, hold on, one at a time. What the sister was saying? Was she talking?
Okay, she said it's the whole package. You should look at more than just
this economy. Like, you can lose your job, and man, it can be so bad. You had a job 6-7 months, and all you can get is Walmart and or McDonald's or something. And like I said, I've been through that in my lifetime before. I worked at McDonald's. I stocked groceries. I worked day labor. I've done all kind of stuff in my lifetime so I can make some money that I didn't want to be, you know, just not having a job. And if I'm going through that time period and some woman I met looked down on me because I'm like, man, forget her.
But that's why I said it depends on the man's work ethic, too. Like, it depends. Does he want to do better? Does he see himself? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That's the kind of stuff that I ask people, like, okay, do you have an idea of what you want to do for your future? Do you have a 5-year plan? You know, what are your goals for this year? What are you trying to accomplish? Because, I mean, if you're sitting there talking, if you are making less than $40,000 a year and you're talking about how you want to go to the club and you want to take all your money and waste it on things, then I can't take that kind of person seriously. But if somebody is in the same situation and says, okay, you know, I'm just doing this temporarily, I see myself doing this, this, and that, then, you know, that I think that will make a better person or a better partner.
Can I interject one thing?
What'd you say, brother?
I just want to say one thing. I don't want to cut you guys off. They ran a story out here about 3 weeks ago in the L.A. Times. And it was a couple of large columns on women marrying down. And I know a lot of women on my job now that have live-at-home husbands. And a lot of these women out here, they said, well, the reason that they're marrying down is because of the economy. Men can't find, you know, good jobs. But to point out to what the sister is selling,
my grandmother taught me like this. You, if you're going to get married, you get somebody your equal. So, I mean, I can understand where she's coming from. And, again, that's going to start at home, too. You know, you got a young daughter, whether, you know, you're a male or a female, you're going to have to tell her what she's going to have to look out for in a mate, you know. And then, again, at the end of the day, I don't care whether you work with, whether you're working for Walmart or you're working for some prestigious law firm, it's not how much money you make, it's what you do with the money.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You know, and now, but again, now living out here in L.A., the cost of living is just crazy. I mean, you know, really living out here in L.A., you need to be making six figures or more. Now, other parts
right.
of the country.
That cost of living is crazy where y'all live. Oh, my God. I couldn't be out there with
so,
that.
So you said L.A. is crazy out there?
The cost of living. I mean, like Texas, you don't have to make that kind of money to live here in Texas. If you make six figures in Texas, you rich.
Tennessee, you know, it's okay, but, you know, I'd
rather be somewhere better. Mm-hmm. Like, fancy, like, the houses over here. If you have, like, a $200,000 house over here, $250,000 house, you got almost like a little mini mansion. Over there in California, shoot, that's a ghetto.
Well, let me tell you.
I like to be in Georgia.
Yeah. I like Texas. I don't know. I like Texas. I've been a few other places, but I don't ain't nothing like Texas. So I was kind of.
So where you from? So what part of Texas are you from?
Oh, I'm in the Houston area. That's where I'm at now. But I'm originally from Port Arthur, which is like further east.
See, I'm originally from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
But I live down here in the Memphis area. I've been living down here in the Memphis area for almost 9 years.
What got you down there, a job?
I'm staying with my auntie right now. She's an elderly lady.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
And she's 87 years old, and I'm taking good care of her because I don't want to leave her up in here by herself, you know.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of people that do that.
She drives a car, and she's able to get around as normal.
Okay.
She can work real hard and everything because, see, it's a lot of older people that's sick in a nursing home, and it's around her age.
Okay.
Am I right?
I feel you, but I got to say something. And with that said, I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight because the show is about to end here shortly. And, you know, Ms. Gabrielle, you want to say anything before we wrap it up?
Before I say anything, make sure you check out my blog. I have a bunch of different things. I make YouTube videos. I do product reviews. Sometimes I interview people as well. I talk about a bunch of different things. Lately, I've been getting into talking about social issues, and I've been trying to get into motivational speaking, like teaching about self-esteem and talking to people and letting them know that just because you have a past and just because you've gone through things, it's okay, and you can learn to love people and everything and get over that. And so you can check all that out on my website, and it's www.giggiasare.com. There's a hyphen, sorry. So it's giggiasare.com.
Okay.
All my links are on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Price.
Yes, sir.
I had sent you an email a couple days ago about a woman who killed her, had her 2-month-old baby killed, and then misplaced it somewhere, and then they found it. I had sent you an email about it.
Well, like I say, I'm going to have to go check through my emails. I get emails and messages daily with stories, so I got to sift through that stuff, like I said. So if I don't get to it, I probably eventually will get to it. I'll have to check it out. It's not easy keeping up with all this stuff that I have going on, you know, but I'll try my best. So I appreciate you sending it to me. I'll check it out when I can. Appreciate everybody, like I say, once again, joining the show. When I finish the show, at least, I got to upload my video, whatever, for the day. And so I guess check them out, I guess, in the next hour or so. And, you know, we'll be back next week with another topic. We open the people sending the topics for the show to discuss that you want to
hear.
And that's definitely always an option. So thank you, everyone, for joining the show tonight.
I got a question. Okay. Yeah, I got a question real quick.